Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday again. That's a natural ass fact, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, it's the 26th day of fucking April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today and a low of 32 degrees and showers. So it's just staying. You are in May, man. It's going to get about in the middle of May. It's going to get hotter than a fucking pistol. And by June, the grass will be as high as my head and dried out, and we're going to get a suck smoke all summer. Mark my words this day. At any rate, We'll run through this, and then we'll be back, and we'll go over to the alternate media, controlled opposition propaganda from the Ministry of Lies. I think that'll work for today. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, over to the alternate media, Ministry of Lies, alternate propaganda, and away we go. Sniper seen on roof overlooking pro-Palestinian Palestine protest at Indiana University. And something I noticed reading in the last couple of days, you got that fucking cocksucker Netanyahu, you piece of fucking goddamn pig shit. And you got fucking DeSantis. Every motherfucker that's coming up, what are they saying? These are pro-Hamas fucking protests. No, they're fucking not. You soulless motherfuckers, you have no conscience, you have no fucking morality. They are anti-fucking genocide fucking protests, you son of a bitch. And these son of a bitches are going to try and say that every chance they get. And somebody needs to be there to cram it back down their fucking throat. Not if it be pro-Hamas, it'd be pro-Israel, because you created fucking Hamas and you fucking finance it. And it was Hamas and fucking Mossad and probably a few elements of the CIA that conducted the October 6th false fucking flag that you've been using for, as an excuse for the fucking genocide you've been committing on the fucking Palestinian people, you son of a bitches. No, not pro-Hamas, anti-fucking goddamn Israeli fucking genocide, period. Anyway, they had a sniper up at the university. Well, let's get another Kent State. You go ahead and open up on you motherfuckers. You come down and you back your goddamn kite fucking masters and you shoot some of our fucking people like you did at Kent State. It ain't going to be like at Kent State this fucking time, motherfuckers. Every one of you will fucking die. If you don't have the fucking goddamn what it takes to support your own fucking people, you're a piece of fucking shit. And this shows a sniper up on the roof. The person slips up on it and shows a sniper. And this is over a peaceful protest. It ends up they start beating on fucking people. Because you know what? These goddamn Netanyahu came down and said, You crack down on these fucking goddamn pro-Hamas fucking goddamn demonstrators. He came over here and he told us how the cow eats the fucking cabbage in our fucking country. You better get the fuck away from us, kike, because your ass will go in the fucking ground, you pig shit eating motherfucking Zionist prick. And here's some of the little memes here. If you criticize the state of Israel, they send snipers to your schools. They sure as hell do. Well, look what they did in fucking goddamn Gaza. And don't never forget that these son of a bitches are behind this international genocide too. And I believe they've killed close to 1 billion fucking people, if not more. There's no reason not to fucking believe it because they're hiding the fucking numbers. And when they just like the numbers in fucking Palestine, they went back down to 35,000. How can that be when they're showing goddamn their massive graves being found every fucking day and more bodies found in the rubble? How can the numbers stay the same? How can it go up and then come back down? They're lying motherfuckers. They're goddamn, they're sick in the head fucking psychopaths is what they are. They're chosen people. You're not even fucking people. You're fucking mad dogs. You have no fucking conscience. You have no goddamn, you don't have an ounce of fucking dignity, you slimeball son of a bitches. Conservative journalist Margaret Minge shared a remarkable video on Twitter, which she reported showed a sniper on the roof of the Indiana Memorial Union at Indiana University. And I watched the meme, and yeah, it shows that she sneaks up and it shows him through a side thing. Him fucking there's, well, it's somewhere. I mean, there's a sniper there with got a big bipod and a fucking nice scope and fucking looking down on somewhere, and they show the outside of the building on one of these, and you can see a fucking gun barrel poking out. So I believe this, I mean, because Netanyahu's come over here to tell us goddamn Americans what we're going to fucking do for the oi boy Jews. No, we're not. You motherfuckers are on your way out. You're hated more every fucking day by more fucking people, every move you fucking make. And your fucking boy that came out, I didn't get that piece put up on top, but it's going up tonight with that son of a bitch threatening to hurt people. You've already hurt people, son of a bitch. You've used your fucking money, the mammon, and the goddamn fucking, fuck every murder, fucking goddamn blackmail. Every dirty fucking thing that can be done by a fucking piece of shit Jew, you people have already done it. You've already fucking ruined our lives. Now it's our fucking turn. We're not going to ruin your lives. We're going to fucking end them, you son of a bitches. You fucking cocksuckers are going in the fucking ground. You do not come and you don't fuck with Americans like that. You don't take from us, you motherfucker. And you are not you have zero authority here. You are a goddamn enemy. Netanyahu and his fucking goddamn regime and the state of Israel is the enemy of the individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. And he can't be called anything else because that's fucking reality. And that's the English fucking language. And that's what the goddamn words mean. You come here and tell him to tell what's supposed to be our servants to fucking beat on us and shoot us, you motherfucker. You won't find out that there are fucking, what are you fucking, well, he must be one of them untouchables, huh? A heavy-handed crackdown on pro-Palestinian protests throughout the country is revealing to the entire world where the real power lies in America. It sure as hell is, and it ain't with the fucking people where it belongs. But by God, if we grow some goddamn balls and some fucking goddamn backbones and step up to those 10 fucking articles and say, we're enforcing this fucking law with zero tolerance, and you fucking goddamn kikes are first. Because you've caused all the fucking misery in this fucking country. I mean, our people used to be fucking happy even under fucking tyranny. This motherfucker here thinks he comes over to our country and starts barking fucking orders. Fuck you, motherfucker. You're a fucking foreign piece of shit. You better get out. and don't come back. Breaking, people in Newtown, Newtown, Mount Kennedy, because it's all one fucking word, Ireland, are rioting after they learned that their community would host a migrant center. The people set the under construction building on fire. Riot police have mobilized to shut it down. And they did. I mean, they got a hell of a fire going there. It's a video. You have to look, you know, watch the video. You want to see it. But all across the world, people are sick of this shit. Where you're either going to be a goddamn slave, you're going to stand up and fucking fight. That's your fucking choice, period. Big Pharma officially listed as leading cause of death in America. And this is the people's voice. So if Peter pisses around and fucking skirts the fucking issue, listen to it. This is Sean Adele, TABATABAI, people's voice. You know, you can join them. You can become one. You can make some fucking money off this fucking tragedy. Big Pharma is now officially the leading cause of death in America. They always start with these bold fucking statements. Deaths in America, according to new data, quietly released by the government. By who? Where's that? Where's your fucking sources? Quietly released by the government. Prescription drugs are now the leading cause of death in the United States today, surpassing heart disease and cancer. Psychiatric drugs take third place as the top killer. NatureNews.com reports pharmaceutical drugs are supposed to be medicine, or so we are told, and yet they continue to top the charts as the most prolific life enders in American society. Why are we putting up with this? As a people like you, people's voice. Peter C., and this is a weird spelling. He's got an O like with a thing. I'm just going to go Gochez, writing for the Brownstone Institute, looked at a consortium of research on this subject. His findings point to serious problems. Now we're down to serious problems. Serious problems with the legal drug industry as regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Believe it or not, legal drugs as approved by the FDA and prescribed by doctors are one of the top killers of America. Now it's one of the top killers, not number one. See how these fuckers work? See how propaganda works? Are one of the top killers of Americans. This means that doctors are technically the leading cause of death in America, making them more dangerous than criminals. Well, if they're one of the top killers, because we got fentanyl, we got fucking heroin. I mean, this is fucking propaganda, pure fucking, but these guys think they're good. Keep in mind that the studies, looked at are still antiquated, are all antiquated. Here they are backing it off some more, aren't they? There is simply not that much up-to-date information about the subject, likely because it would expose the drug industry as the death bracket that it is. I mean, in what statement is that? That's conjecture. You see, they've got it down to conjecture from fucking number one. They're number one, no doubt about it. Deaths from natural causes usually caused by pharmaceuticals. Let's see how they back this off. Another interesting little tidbit dredged up by Gotchez involves hospital records and coroner's reports, which are routinely manipulated to cover up the pharmaceutical drug death pandemic. Well, I believe that they're fucking killing the fuck out of people. I know they are. But, I mean, see how they're playing this fucking goddamn game? It's election year. Most deaths listed as stemming from, quote, natural or unknown causes can actually be traced back to pharmaceutical poisonings, and especially pharmaceuticals that are prescribed for psychiatric ailments. Even when young parents or patients with schizophrenia suddenly drop dead, it's all called natural death, Gotchez writes. But it is not natural to die young, and it is well known that neurolipids can cause lethal heart arrhythmias. Oh, it ain't the fucking goddamn, I thought it was the goddamn death shot. It was causing all this, and son of a bitch if it wasn't. I mean, what do you say in here, people's voice? It's the goddamn pills and shit that the fucking pharmaceuticals are giving out, because you're backing away. You'd invest some of that fucking money you got and the goddamn Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, huh? Did you? Is that what this is all about? Many people die from the drugs they take without raising any suspicion that it could be an adverse drug effect. Depression drugs kill many people. Not nearly as many as your fucking death drug has. It's probably killed a fucking over a billion people, mainly among the elderly because they can cause orthostatic hypertension, sedation, confusion, and dizziness. The drugs double the risk of falls and hip fractures. Listen where they're going with this shit. In a dose dependent manner, and within 1 year after a hip fracture, about one-fifth of the patients will have died. As elderly people often fall away, it is not possible to know if such deaths are drug deaths. Yeah, because they're old. You get a hip replacement, you're probably already on a fucking walker. See, this is bullshit. This is drawing fucking goddamn fire away from Pfizer, Moderna, the murdering motherfuckers that they are. Another common cause of death in America are non-steroid anti-inflammatory drugs, which are sold over the counter at drugs and grocery stores all across the country. They have killed hundreds of thousands. See, goddamn, who are you trying to cover up here for, people's voice? Like I said, you invest a bunch of fucking money in Pfizer and Moderna on the next fucking death shot coming up, you motherfuckers, huh? Is that how the people are going to make money? By fucking becoming a part of your organization, you incorporated motherfuckers? People mainly through heart attacks and bleeding, stomach ulcers, yeah, heart attacks. But these deaths are unlikely to be coded as adverse drug reactions, as such deaths also occurred in patients who do not take the drugs. You mean the ones like the ones that took the fucking death shot? Is that what you're talking about, son of a bitch? Are you getting ready to invest? God said, because now, you know, they fucking probably made enough money. They're driving their Porsches and stuff. They got to have a fucking portfolio. And fucking, I mean, what's going to make the money? Fucking didn't Bill Gates come out the other day and say, hey, man, here's the big fucking investment. We're going to do bird flu this fucking year. Want to make some fucking big bucks? And people's voices there. Who are these fuckers? A 1998 meta analysis based out of the U.S. estimated that at least 106,000 patients die every year in hospitals due to adverse effects and NSAIDs, is acronym, and other drugs. One can imagine how much higher the number is today, with many more drugs now on the market. Yeah, it's way higher today, motherfucker, because of the fucking death drugs, the fucking biological kill agents. You getting ready to invest, you motherfuckers? I'd watch these motherfuckers and see if they do invest, because Bill Gates has a brand new one. He's saying there's going to be a lot of fucking money made. So all you people who have invested into fucking people's voice, get ready to be a part of the kill system and get ready to face the fucking consequences when it comes time to fucking judge your ass in a fucking court. Back in 1998, it was rare for the average person to take pharmaceutical drugs of any kind. That's a fucking lie. Today, pharmaceutical usage is so common that all newborns as of 2019 are now expected to take prescription drugs for roughly half their lives. And that's a fucking lie. 2019, you know what? I was here. You're full of shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I went over to the fucking schools and I watched them with the big fucking trays that they pick up the dishes on and serve the fucking like big racks of rolls on. Completely full of these little fucking goddamn things like you get ketchup in a restaurant in. Every one of them had a pill at it. And fucking two or three trays of them going through the fucking grade school. Don't you fucking tell me, you dirty son of a bitches, I don't trust you as far as I can throw this goddamn house I'm in. Get a drink of water here. That kind of made me thirsty. Let's cross this one off. Windows is continuously improving and updates are around part keeping and turning smooth. The next update is ready for you, so tell us what you'd like to do. I'd like for you to shove your fucking update up your fucking ass. That's what I'd like you to do. I don't want your fucking update. You understand me? You're going to keep it up and I'm going to have to come. I'll just come to some place where fucking your employees fucking work. I'll grab a fucking suit by the neck and I'll pound them into the goddamn pavement. There's ways to hurt these motherfuckers. People just won't do it. You look around you. They own every fucking thing. You can't see something that needs broke. Okay. So that takes that to where it is. Axios poll, majority of Americans now want mass deportations. Wow. Really? I don't believe this. The majority of Americans, 51%, now want mass deportations of illegal migrants, according to a new Axios Harris poll. And will we tell you about polls? They're only polling about 10 to 12 fucking percent of the people because they only poll voters. This is more like fucking 90% of the fucking people want these motherfuckers out of here. And don't try to tell me different, you phony son of a bitches. Share of Americans who say they support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. They got race, ethnic, Latino, and all this fucking bullshit. It really doesn't matter. Down here is where the interesting shit is. From Axios exclusive poll, America warms to mass deportation. Half of Americans. Now, see, that's half of Americans. That means half of fucking true Americans, probably about 340 million. But there's probably 500 million if you count all the fucking invaders in this country. Half of Americans, people, that's the statement. And then there's a slash, including 42% of Democrats say they support mass deportation of undocumented immigrants, according to a new Axios Vibe survey by the Harris poll. And 30% of Democrats, as well as 46% of Republicans, see, they're talking about, when you're talking about 42% of Democrats, you're talking about a little pistle. You're talking about a fucking few grains of fucking sand. They're nothing. What's 42% of fucking goddamn 10%? That's what they play these fucking games with you with numbers like, well, like your common core math fucking genius or something. And as well as 46% of Republicans now say they'd end birthright citizenship, guaranteed under the 14th Amendment. No, it ain't guaranteed under the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment is a fucking fraud. It was created in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. And when we remove your motherfucking corporation, that motherfucker's going with it and everybody you brought in here under it. 14th Amendment of the Constitution. There's no such a fucking animal. Make sure you understand it. That fucking Constitution doesn't even exist, you phony son of a bitches. Republicans like Texas Governor Greg Abbott have spent the past year or so shipping illegal aliens deeper into the country in the name of owning the libs. But it is now clear as day that attitudes have shifted and the American people want these illegal aliens to be deported. No, attitudes haven't shifted. You motherfuckers just can't deny when the goddamn streets fill up and when every motherfucker you're running into is pissed off and ready to fucking kill. Well, I guess we better change them polling numbers just like the numbers over there of the people fucking slaughtered in Palestine. Huh? You phony son of a bitches, you propagandist pieces of shit. Will a single Republican governor rise up to challenge, or are they going to continue spending all their time passing hate speech laws aimed at outlawing anti-Semitism? I'm not anti-Semitic. I just hate fucking Jews. And criticism of Israel. Fuck Israel. They're fucking murdering son of a bitches. Anyway, there you go. Let's see what we got here next. Americans, yeah. No. Try about 88 to 90 fucking percent of fucking Americans want them motherfuckers out of here so bad they're about ready to do it themselves. You make us do it ourselves, and it won't be fucking pretty. Trudeau regime to give over $100 million to pro-pedophilia movement. And here he is up front with his fucking fag flag and up there in front of all the fucking fags and queers and he's sick in the head, son of a bitches. But this is all of them. That's what people don't realize. You're talking about 1% of the fucking population of the world. That's 1% in Canada. And this son of a bitch is standing up in front of him and And as there is no fucking elections, if the people have no fucking voice because they are fucking subjects of a king, well, this fucking faggot motherfucker here, this faggot-loving motherfucker, this stinking, rotten piece of shit can do these kind of things. The Trudeau regime has announced plans to donate over $100 million in taxpayer funds to pro-pedophilia groups in Canada who want to decriminalize sex between adults and children. Well, you are sick, son of a bitch. You need to be put up against the wall. You need to be took out behind a shit house and a bullet put through your fucking head. How about that, you son of a bitch? That's the real fucking world. Let's see if it's going to let me see the rest. According to the 2024 Canadian budget, a whopping Canadian $150 million, which is $110 million of our dollars, has been allotted to promote the MAP's agenda by expanding equity groups such as the, now get this, as the 25LGBTQI. See, I'm not joking when I do that XYZABC. Pretty soon everybody's going to be their own little fucking individual fucking, see, they have to make this so they make it look like a big bunch of fucking people when it's just one lousy fucking percent. Wipe their fucking asses out. Clean our fucking goddamn streets out. Throw these fucking illegal aliens out of our goddamn country. And fucking we'll take our goddamn gold and silver back by the fucking way, or we'll give you a fucking nuke. And that's, I mean, I don't have to go on with this. I mean, it's just saying the same thing. But listen to that new handle. The son of a bitch is almost the whole alphabet. Now they're using, I think they use the numbers. Because we were making such a joke of them using the alphabet. I mean, we're at X, Y, Z. 2SLGBTOI plus. It's got a plus. So don't forget the fucking plus. Rumble defies global censorship trends. Takes stand against New Zealand's free speech crackdown. Read a little bit of it, I guess. What we got? 30 mark, there's some things I want to hit here. This is by Dick Rankovic, Reclaim the Net. Rumble rejects New Zealand censorship demand after whistleblower reveals alleged COVID vaccine-related deaths. The CEO of Rumble, a free speech YouTube competitor, says that global censorship levels are on the rise. Really? But what's particularly noticeable are censorship demands coming from Australia and New Zealand, who seem to be following in the controversial, to say the least, footsteps of France and Brazil. Well, you know, I really don't get, but I'm going to tell you about us. I'm going to tell you about the trenches. I'm going to put in that fucking cocksucker up there, that Jew-mouthing motherfucker, threatening to hurt us. This is why people fucking, you won't stand up. I mean, you won't fucking help us here. You won't fucking help us because you're fucking scared. You're scared of a fucking little bitch like that. You think you're going to fucking take, you see what you're waiting on is for somebody else to fucking do it for you. Somebody else to step up and take the fucking bullet. Somebody else to do the fucking killing for you. That's what you're waiting for. And you won't even go as far as to support the fucking site. So the fuck, I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, you're afraid to fucking even support it. You'll send money to fucking Alex Jones by the fucking millions and millions of fucking dollars. You'll fucking send it to these fucking guys. Hey, People's Voice, you can get in on that. I think they're getting ready to invest in the fucking new fucking shot. But for fucking goddamn the people telling the goddamn truth, we have to live a fucking life of a fucking monk, eat like a fucking dog. And fucking, it's the only fucking site that's fucking telling the goddamn truth. We're fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights. Who else is fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights? Who? No fucking body. That's the fucking only thing that's going to save this goddamn country. It's the only thing that's going to save your fucking ass. It's the only way you can save your children if you fucking got the balls to even save your fucking children. That's why it's going up to the top, and I'll be writing a fucking article to go with it. Top Ukrainian, you're scared some fucking Jew goes, I'll ruin your life. Well, you already ruined my life, son of a bitch. How about I'll take your fucking life? Come on, you motherfucker. Come fuck with me. Top Ukrainian fact checker arrested for assault on gray zone contributor. And this is just more fucking Grays, I'm sure, is incorporated. I'm sure they're all fucking incorporated. Marco Spurum, an influential NATO state-funded Ukraine fact-checker with close ties to Nazi activists, was taken into police custody in Washington, D.C. after assaulting a contributor to the Gray Zone at an event hosted by a neocon beltway think tank. And so he goes up, yeah, he did. He choked the guy, and what about it? Douglas J. Davis falsely accused an Uber driver of anti-Semitism because they couldn't fit all in the car. And I watched this fucking video. It's a video. And this fucking prick, you know, there's only so many seatbelts. The guy driving the fucking car, he can only put so many people in that fucking car legally. Or he gets in fucking trouble. Are you doing it because I'm a Jew? You won't fucking break the law for me because I'm a Jew. You fucking scumbag, get the fuck out of my country. I think you guys better get packing your fucking bags and get fucking moving. And I mean you dual citizenship motherfuckers too. I think if I were you, I'd be fucking hitting the grit. Because your fucking time is about over here. People are so fucking pissed. I handed them motherfuckers $26 billion fucking of our fucking dollars and we're living like we are. Really? You going to put up with it some more? China says U.S. military aid for Taiwan increases risk of conflict. Do you fucking think so? This is by Dave DeCamp, AnimeWar.com. China on Wednesday denounced new U.S. military aid for Taiwan that includes in a massive $95 billion foreign aid bill President Biden has signed. While our people, look at how our people are living. Under underpasses with their fucking children, dirty, hungry. I mean, people are starting to come out and say, hey, we're fucking, our homeless people are sitting outside watching the fucking goddamn illegal invaders fucking have hotels given to them and fucking goddamn food served to them, catered. You motherfucker. I mean, well, when's it going to be enough? When are you going to be pushed far enough? When you're going to get your fucking gander up? When are you going to be a fucking goddamn man and go out there and do something to fucking about it? I don't see it happen. I would like to stress that getting closer militarily between the United States and Taiwan region will not make the latter safer or save Taiwan independence from doom. It will only heighten tensions and the risk of conflict and confrontation. Well, don't you know that's what they want? You can't just keep fucking sending billions and billions of dollars to fight wars if you ain't got wars to fight. I mean, it's like that joke from fucking back in the day on Saturday Night Live when Reagan, you know, when fucking all Mr. Alzheimer's is there and he goes, well, how can we have a successful say no to drugs campaign if them kids don't have no drugs to say no to? As he's fucking shipping them in, and fucking, you know, it was all about the Iran-Contra fucking bullshit. But I mean, this is what you're saying here. I mean, you got to get them armed up. You can't have nobody killing. You got to have guns and shit. And they're worried about them having fucking guns and fully automatic fucking guns for these fucking third world fucking animals. But us American nationals, man, you can only have a BB and one fucking gun, and you have to have someone with you holding the gun barrel by their wrist before you can shoot it. You want to bet? Because you fucking cocksuckers are about to fucking flip the switch. China's Taiwan affairs officer also condemned the new U.S. aid for Taiwan. It sends a wrong signal to the Taiwanese separatist forces. We urge the U.S. to side to fulfill its commitment not to support Taiwan independence with concrete actions and stop arming Taiwan in any way, said Taiwan Affairs Office spokeswoman Zhu. Looks like Finglein, who the hell knows? Don't speak that language either. Anyways, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break and get a drink. We'll be right back.
Down. down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and in there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle, won't you bring it to your side?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and fucking needed. Here. Not somewhere else here. You want to go support those motherfuckers over at the People's Voice? Go ahead. You'll get what you fucking deserve. Or any other son of a bitch. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific time, of course. That was Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. And we keep getting deeper and deeper. Why when we think? Because you can play it every week because we're fucking deeper in the jungle every fucking week, man. I mean, it just... It's something, the gift that keeps on giving. Let's see what else we got to talk about, because it was something I wanted to talk about. No. Oh, we can hit this one while on the way down. These protesters belong in jail. Governor Abbott cheers arrest of pro-Palestinian protesters at Utah, Austin. And it's got, you know, it has him here. Texas Governor, this is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Wednesday declared that anti-Semite college students at Utah Austin protesting, or just UT Austin, protesting Israelis' war. No, they're genocide, motherfucker. You're not going to change it, you fucking prick. See, they're trying to call it anything, war against Hamas. They're pro-Hamas. No, they're not. They're anti-fucking Israel murderer, genocide, motherfuckers. And you people better start shouting it back at them. They're trying to change the narrative on you. War on genocide on Gaza, belong in jail, and insisted that any student taking part in the hate-filled anti-Semitic protests be expelled. And it has a continued reading, but here it also has a, if you go over to the site, you can see where he's signing a bill guaranteeing the free speech of Texas. Governor Greg Abbott not only broke his own law because he signed a law to protect absolutely your fucking right to fucking protest anything you want to. Oh, we're not Jews. Not the dirty motherfucking low-life shit-eating son of a bitch and Jews. The fucking goddamn monsters. Not the fucking genocidal pig shit eating bastards. That didn't count, did it, fucking Abbott, you lying son of a bitch? What do you people think about this? Oh boy, I got your boy Trump down here too. We're going to go at it with in just a second. But here's your fucking Abbott. We're protecting. He showed up there like you're fucking some kind of goddamn state law supersedes the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this goddamn country, the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, the first article says, fuck you, I don't need you to say that I can fucking do something or I cannot. And that's what goes bad about when they come in. We're going to legislate law. They're not going to tell the students in goddamn Texas, because the students in Texas are okay with the fucking Jews right now. They're not going to tell them. They can speak about anything they want, especially Trump and fucking Republicans. And all that shit. Here's the paper. I just signed it. Now we got law. You already had fucking law that you can't even come close to, you corporate piece of shit. And you fucking broke the fucking law. You're a fucking traitor. You deserve to be put up against the fucking law and your goddamn head blowed off, because you're prima facie guilty of treason and sedition against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You motherfucker. Russia sees $440 million from J.P. Morgan. I thought this was kind of ironic. And, well, tit for tat. Too bad we don't have this kind of fucking power. We do, but, hell, we'd have to fucking exercise it in a different way, a way that would take fucking balls. By Tyler Durden, Zero Head, seizing assets, two can play at that game. Just days after Washington voted to authorize the Repo Act, paving the way for the Biden administration confiscate billions in Russian sovereign assets which sit in the U.S. banks. And it appears Moscow has a plan of its own. Let's call it the Reverse Repo Act. as a Russian court has ordered the seizure of $440 million from J.P. Morgan. And I think that's pretty fucking funny. I actually do think that's funny. Par for the course. We've got banks in our country, too. We'll seize your fucking ship. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to show me no more of this? You don't want me to talk about it no more? The seizure order follows the Kremlin-run lender VTP, launching legal action against the largest U.S. bank to recoup money stuck under Washington's sanction regime. As the FT reports, the order published in the Russian court register on Wednesday targets funds in J.P. Morgan's accounts and shares in its Russian subsidiaries, according to the ruling issued by the arbitration court in St. Petersburg. The assets have been frozen by authorities in the wake of the Western sanctions and highlight some of the fallout Western companies are feeling from the punitive measures against Moscow. Specifically, the FT notes that the dispute centers on $439 million in funds that VTP held in a J.P. Morgan account in the U.S. So, international banks, huh? Well, you could steal our money in that over there in that bank. We'll steal it right back right here. You know what? I hope J.P. Morgan, you know, they're the ones that we got bailed out. $1 trillion in the name of our great-great-grandchildren to bail them out from the derivatives bubble, the international corporate fraud they fucking committed. And I wondered about this. You know, I keep looking for it. Have they paid us back for all that? Because they're trying to, you know, look in our fucking bank accounts. They're trying to make all these fucking policies where they can, you know, look through your fucking bank. You take out $600 and or put in $600 and they want to know where it comes from, like it's some of their goddamn business. You fucking bankers are going to fucking hang. This is going to be the extermination of your fucking asses once and for all. No, I thought this was good, dude, here. DeSantis pledges to expel all students from Florida schools if they protest Israel. And it shows the little miserable fucker. It's a video. And you watch and it shows, you see it in his fucking face. He's scared shitless. And all these fuckers ought to be scared shitless. What you are fucking doing is high fucking treason. You're letting a foreign king come over here and give you fucking orders and you're carrying them out, you son of a bitch. That puts you against the fucking wall. Prime a fucking face that you're an enemy combatant, DeSantis. This is all their good old fucking America First motherfuckers, ain't it? I can't play that for you, but I thought it was pretty cool. Harvard study confirms Florida significantly lowers significantly lowers children's IQ. No shit. I ain't never knew that one before. 201 hidden camera. We must hit the Palestinians. And this is another video, but it's in fucking Hebrew. And fucking, they got the translation and stuff. And it's going by so fucking fast and you stop it and try to read it and the fucking bottom of the video covers it up. Either these people need to start fucking translating this shit or make it so that you can stop it without the fucking covering up the fucking text. Put it right across his fucking head. I don't care. I would have read the whole thing, but I'm not going to sit there and try to read tiny little writing that's going by at 100 fucking miles an hour as this fucker spits his Yiddish. Trans middle schoolers, 40 persons, hit list discovered. School admin calls for empathy for the student in Massachusetts. Well, of course they do. That poor little fucking want to be murdering fucking freak son of a bitch. You can't hurt him. And this, we have the Soros speak. I don't know how in the fuck you get on that. I'm going to ask about it. I forgot to read it. Minor attracted persons advocacy NGO lobbies to revise DMZ. There's something missing here that I wanted to fucking read. I know I didn't just go over it. Trans middle schooler, 2001 hidden camera. Harvard study confirms selfie lower. DeSantis pledges to expel. Russia seizes $440 million. Texas governor amendment. This protest in jail. Abbott. This was about Trump. It was a headline. China, U.S. military aid for Taiwan increases. Douglas J. falsely accused Uber driver. Top Ukrainian fact checker arrested for assault in gray zone. Rumble defies global censorship trends, takes and stands. Free speech crackdown. I wonder if it could have been in there. Trudeau, give millions for sexist poll. Americans now want mass deportations. Big Pharma, breaking people in whatever, sniper scene. And by God, it better be in that one, or else somebody has been taken down. I thought he was in the fucking headline. This is that Rumble defies global censorship trends, takes stand against New Zealand's free speech crackdown. This is by Didi Rebovic, Reclaim the Net. I read the first part of it. I'll read it again. Rumble rejects New Zealand's censorship demand after whistleblower reveals alleged COVID vaccine-related deaths. And if they took that one down to fucking goddamn Trump, because it showed that he fucking backed. It shows that he backed at this fucking 93. He could have stopped it, and he pushed for it. He's a goddamn fucking, he's the best fucking goddamn president Israel ever fucking had, and he wants the fucking wars. And it shines, doesn't shine good on him. The CEO of Rumble, a free speech YouTube a competitor, says, I'm going to go on, just get down here and see if this is it. If it starts talking about the son of a bitch. On hand, other hand, actions, including blocking SB concert demand for impoverished in the media, vaccine bases, and data young. Porter's activists from Young, however, husky, but nearly 50 years ago, pains clearly. Speaking in case Young for the media. No, by God, it does not. That has been fucking taken down off of the fucking site. Because I sure as hell read it this fucking morning. Dirty sons of fucking bitch and bastards. Make sure. I'm going to page 2 just to be funny. But I know what I fucking read. Trump. Oh, here it is. What, it jumped over to page 2. How does that fucking happen? Trump sold out his base to shovel $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel. It shows the dirty son of a bitch with that little fucker that was there where the protests were there, I think in Ohio, where in hell it was, where they were pointing the guns. Here we go. The man who is most responsible for the $95 billion giveaway to Ukraine and Israel is the same guy who pretends to oppose America's wasteful foreign wars, Donald Trump. It was Trump who consulted with Speaker Mike Johnson about the contents of the Ukraine aid package, just as it was Trump who concocted the idea of issuing loans instead of dispersing the standard welfare handouts. It was Trump also who said, and we got to go over and see the rest of it, you sneaky bastards. It was also Trump who, I stand with the Speaker Mike Johnson, after which he added that Johnson is doing a very good job. A good job? Question mark. So secretly collaborating with the Democratic leadership to push through a bill that reauthorizes FISA to spy on the American people without a warrant, bans TikTok, fully bans Joe Biden's DOJ fully funds Biden's DOJ that has indicated President Trump 91 times and yeah, indicted him 91 times. He pushed for this same Department of Justice. Shows you they all shit through the same hole. They're all the same bunch of fucking liars. 91 times and giving Biden's political Gestapo a brand new FBI building bigger than the Pentagon while not providing a dime to protect the southern border from the swarms of people entering the country illegally is doing a good job. The question we should all be asking ourselves is, why has Trump decided to participate in the scam? He keeps saying that if he was president, he'd end the war in Ukraine in a day. If he's sincere about that, then why did he collaborate on a bill that will drag the war out for another year or two? This is from a Twitter post by political analyst Michael Tracy. Mission accomplished. It is done. Donald Trump and the House GOP has pleaded one of the most epic swindles in political history, with Trump personally effectuating the largest ever disbursement of Ukraine funding through his emissary, MAGA Mike Johnson, as Trump lovingly calls him. The $61 billion pass this afternoon is likely enough to underwrite the brutal, pointless trench warfare for at least another year or two. This is after the same old endless media screeching that Trump and the MAGA Republicans were being brainwashed by Putin and would never fund Ukraine. That fundamental hoax continues, only this time Trump was in on it. This is Michael Tracy at Twitter. And the response from the Luca Cabrillo, Michael, you're 100% spot on. Trump could have at any time killed this monstrous bill if he wanted to, but he didn't. He even let MAGA Mike go on TV and say that he and Trump are 100% agreed on the Ukraine funding. Trump screwed his base on this one. No other way about it. He screwed the fucking base. He committed treason. Michael Tracy, again, he didn't just not kill it. He personally facilitated its passage. He's here's more background on Tracy. The bill, designed after a consultation between Mike Johnson and Trump, mysteriously gives the president the ability to forgive the purported loan to Ukraine immediately after the November election. And if that's not brazen enough for you, here's the catch. The funds eligible for loan forgiveness are the direct budgetary infusion to Ukraine, meaning the money that pays for the salaries of Ukrainian government workers and so forth, not the military aid, which comprises the vast majority of the package. So only $8 billion of the $61 billion allotted to Ukraine is even eligible for loan forgiveness under the terms of the gargantuan bill. And even that was a fake loan to begin with. It never had to be paid back at all. So there's your financial Trump-Johnson bamboozle. As the House GOP prepares to usher through the largest ever infusion of U.S. tax dollars to Ukraine by far since the beginning of the fucking phony-ass war, all with Trump's blessing, as Johnson has made abundantly clear. To underscore his close collaboration with Trump, Johnson has spent the past several days making the rounds on various conservative media, touting the inclusion of Trump's loan concept in the bill. Michael Tracy, it is a big shell games, and Trump is playing along with it to improve his political prospects. How else would you explain his performance in this dismal charade? Trump obviously knows that his return to the White House will require significant compromises with the national security hawks and Zionists who run the government. So we shouldn't be too surprised that he is trying to curry favor with them now. But for the people who thought Trump was a straight shooter, this has got to be a real eye-opener. They thought that he could be trusted, but now it's obvious that he's just another beltway phony trying to integrate himself in with the Washington power elite in order to shoehorn his sorry ass back into the Oval Office. Here's more from Tracy. Sorry to be a broken record, but the elephant in the room here is genuinely Donald J. Trump. Trump even warned Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene directly not to oust Johnson during their joint press conference at Mar-a-Lago last Friday, April 12th, just before Johnson unveiled his war funding strategy, for which he proudly declares having secured Trump's endorsement. The bill even contains Trump's repeated demand to structure the Ukraine funding so as a so-called loan. Johnson's proclaims that he and Trump are 100% united on all of this. Trump has used his vast political capital as three-time Republican president nominee to play his part, assuring that the American political system mobilizes in perfect harmony to unleash $100 billion in endless war funding, Michael Tracy. If Trump is willing to play such a duplicitous role in securing the funding for the MIC's perpetual wars, then why in heaven's name would any red-blooded conservative vote for him? One of the few people who has acted honorably in this fiasco is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is clearly one of the few members of Congress that genuinely gives a damn about the American people. Greene delivered an epic rant on the floor of the House yesterday following the vote on the Ukrainian package. Naturally, her heartfelt presentation appeared nowhere in the sellout media, so I transcribed most of it, what she said below. It's worth the time. She said the United States taxpayer has already sent $113 billion to Ukraine, and much of that money is unaccounted for. It's in those semi-trucks. Right now, they're cutting up this fucking money they just got. It is Friday. This is an example of a sick business model the U.S. government wants to continue. The Congress votes for money for foreign wars that the American people do not support. The American people do not support a business model based on blood and murder and war in foreign countries while the government does nothing to secure our border. The American people are over $34 trillion in debt, and the debt is rising by $40 billion every night while we all sleep. But nothing is done to secure our border or reduce the debt. Inflation continues to rise every day, and the Americans can hardly afford to pay their grocery bill. They can hardly afford to put gas in their cars, and they can hardly afford the rent. And now average mortgage payments are over $3,000 when they were just $1,700 3 years ago. Young Americans don't think they will ever be able to buy a home. And yet today, this Congress thinks the most important thing they should do is to send another $61 billion to the war in Ukraine that the American people by 70% do not support. And that's 70% of that tiny percent. I'd say more like about 90%. But today, the most important thing this body thinks we should do is not reduce spending or drive down inflation or secure our own border that is invaded every single day by people from over 160 different countries. We have over 1.8 million gotaways, and we don't know who these people are, and yet we have people in this very Congress talking tough, saying we have to defeat Russia. Oh, we have to protect Ukraine. And yet you are unwilling to protect the American citizens that pay your salaries, pay to keep your lights on, and pay to keep the federal government running. And for what? AIPAC pays them more, though. See, that's the problem. For nothing, Ukraine isn't even a member of NATO, but all of you here in Washington, D.C., oh, we have to keep spending American hard-earned tax dollars to continue to murder Ukrainians, to wipe out a whole generation of young men who so there are thousands of widows, fatherless orphans, and not enough men to work in the industries. Oh, but you really support Ukraine's sarcasm. What kind of support is that? It's repulsive. Shame on the American government. Shame on the American government. If we want to support our military, then support our military. We would be building up our weapons and ammunition, not sending it over to foreign countries to kill foreign people. And if this body was what it pretends to be, every single one of us would be demanding peace in Ukraine, peace for these people, so that no more of them have to die. But you never hear anybody demanding peace. No, no, no. Peace is not is the last thing Washington wants, because it doesn't fit the business model. This is a business model. They say builds the American economy and protects American jobs. What a disgusting business model. We should have a business model that builds up our American companies and American jobs to serve American interests. And our military and our government should care about protecting the national security of the United States of America and the Americans who pay hard-earned tax dollars to fund all of this. America last, America last. That's all this is. America last every single day. And she's one of them. You know, she's too stupid to even know. She may know what's going on. I mean, she may know what the fucking law is. She knows it's a fucking corporation. She might want to be running for some office or what might have you. But if she promised you something when she got into office, I guarantee you she'd cut your fucking throat. Anyway, I think that's enough for the day and enough for the week. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you know, we'll see what kind of, you know, it's only fuck it, man. It's only $100 billion. It's $100 bill. Don't worry about it, man. Eat ramen noodles. That'll take care of you. That's all you really need. You need to lose a little weight. You need to learn to live with a little less as the wealthier country's been handed over to fucking the international corporate mafia. They're over there in fucking goddamn Ukraine right now. They're over in Kiev sitting at a big table. And they're sitting there, big smiles on their face. And there's a field full of semi-trucks outside with fucking pallets, $100 bills on it. Loaded to the max, man, and they're splitting it all up, man. They're laughing their ass at you because you have the fucking, you have what it takes. You have what you need to fucking shut these fuckers down and put them in prison and take all your, you know, put them in prison, put them against a fucking wall and fucking take all your fucking goddamn wealth back, all the gold, all the silver, everything that belongs to us. We have it. One element is, a couple elements missing, backbone and balls, backbone and balls. That's all I can say, and that is the word from the trenches.
Remember, Spike, and have a good one, brother.
You do the same, brother. I missed the house. Here I come.